You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, did you ever stop to think about, you go back to the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles were saved, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they still didn't think that the Gentiles could be saved. They had been saved. Now listen to me. The apostles and the early church had been saved and baptized with the Holy Ghost for 10 long years. They'd been speaking in tongues for 10 long years. You go back and examine. See, Acts 2, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, and in the 10th chapter, when the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles there when Peter preached to them, is 10 years between the two chapters. 10 years. For 10 solid years, they were saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and still didn't know that anybody could be saved except Jews. And it was strictly a Jewish church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And I believed in divine healing, and I'd just been standing alone for about 4 years. Well, I mean, you just stand alone, you know. I mean, nobody else that I knew I believed divine healing except me. That's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. And so, you know, when these full gospel people came along, you know, preaching divine healing, man, I just went to meet them with open arms, you know, just like this kinfolks. Man, to be around somebody believing divine healing was a real boost, a real spiritual boon to me. See? Well, now they preach something else. They also preach, you know, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. And as I've said before many times, I just simply said, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost all right, but I don't believe in tongues, and I'll just put up with a little fanaticism to have a little fellowship around faith and healing. But eventually I saw the truth. So on April the 8th, 1937, at 8 minutes past 6 p.m., in the living room of the Full Gospel Parsonage, 309 North Chestnut Street, City of McKinney, Texas, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, spoke with other tongues. Spoke in tongues an hour and a half. Went out on the street talking in tongues. I don't mean out loud, talking in tongues to myself. To church at 7:45. And you know, here I am. You know how it is. You're baptized in the Holy Ghost, just sort of like you're up on cloud nine, you know. You're walking on the clouds, you know. And you know, boy, you just, you know, you got to, somebody said, like I said, that silly grin, you know. And you're just so happy and so thrilled and full of ecstasy. You know, the first thing the same bunch told me was that it won't last. That's right. Yes, said it won't last. And you'll come back down to earth. See, this is April, so last April the 8th was 44 years, and I ain't never come back down yet. I'm still walking on the clouds, glory to God. I don't know what they're talking about. I never have figured out what they're talking about. Oh, I do, I really know. You see, they didn't walk on in the spirit. They got back down here in the natural, starting to operate, and the devil took advantage of them, blooded their nose and beat their eyes black. And they said, oh, dear Lord. They got the wrong picture of God then. See, they didn't change their thinking and get off of the negative and onto the positive. Well, this is wonderful, all right. Praise God, what's happened to you? But something bad's coming, boy. It's coming. Yeah, it's coming. You better get ready for it. It's coming. They're always looking for something bad. I was always the other way around. I was always looking for something good. Hallelujah. I remember a number of years ago, you remember, of course, we all knew it, and a lot of us had said it, but now, remember Brother Oral Roberts sort of popularized the statement, God's a good God. Remember that? You know, years ago, you know, God's a good God. He preached a sermon on God's a good God. And you know, and put out a little old plaque and popularized that statement, God's a good God. I was preaching a full gospel church, full gospel pastor. And I don't mean just one of them said it now. I mean about three out of four Because I was in those days going from church to church, holding what we call church meetings, you know. And I had pastor this, and I'm thinking of right now, you know, he said, I wished he wouldn't say that. Well, I said, why? Well, I said, it's not so. I said, you mean God's not good? Well, yeah, but said, that's going to leave the wrong impression with people. Well, I said, do you mean he's a mean God? Should he say God's a mean God? Well, he said, I'll tell you one thing, boy, if you don't rule right, he'll get you. Now, see, his idea of God was, you know, he's some kind of a austere judge that's sitting up there with a big gavel in his hand, you see. And the minute you do wrong, he's going to cock you on the head. I heard a fellow preaching full gospel right here in the state of Oklahoma. Good fellow, don't misunderstand me, saved, baptized, the Holy Ghost. But that don't mean his thinking's right. See, that's where we miss it a lot of times. Folks said, well, now they're saved and got the Holy Ghost. Well, did you ever stop to think about you? Go back to the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles were saved, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they still didn't think that the Gentiles could be saved. They had been saved. Now listen to me. The apostles and the early church had been saved and baptized with the Holy Ghost for 10 long years. They'd been speaking in tongues for 10 long years. You go back and examine. See, Acts 2, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, and in the 10th chapter, when the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles there when Peter preached to them, is 10 years between the two chapters. 10 years. For 10 solid years, they were saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and still didn't know, and didn't think that anybody could be saved except Jews. And it was strictly a Jewish church. Are you listening? And you remember how Peter went out on the housetop to pray, an angel had already visited Cornelius, and Peter went out on the housetop to pray and fell into a trance. Actually, the Greek says he fell over bodily. Another way of saying that was he just simply fell under the power of God. And while he's laying there, up on the housetop under the power of God, he had a vision. He saw this great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, you know, and on this sheet all kinds of beasts, both clean and unclean. You remember under the Old Testament, Israel, there's certain animals that was unclean to them. They were not to eat, and certain ones were clean they could eat, see? And here's these unclean animals on that sheet as well as clean animals. And there's a voice from heaven said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. Not so, Lord. Oh, no, nothing common or unclean's ever entered my mouth. And the voice from heaven said, don't you call common unclean that which I've cleansed. And that happened three times. And then when it's all over, you go on reading about it. After the third time, the sheet was taken up into heaven and all disappeared. And there's Peter still up there on the housetop and said he doubted in himself. Read that for yourself in that 10th chapter. Said he doubted. Or you could say, I think in other words, sort of debated in himself about what this meant. What does this mean? See, it's hard to get that straightened out with your thinking because he's still thinking, well, no, you know, no, the Gentiles couldn't be saved. I mean, and so the scripture said that these men, three of them, had come from Cornelius' household. They was out there at the outer gate, see, because this angel had said, you know, to send to Joppa and inquire in the house of one Simon the Tanner for Simon Peter. So they was inquiring for Simon Peter. He's up on the housetop. Now, he can't see them because the houses were built with a banister around it. And besides that, he fell under the power anyway. And so he's out from under the power, but he evidently is still there on the floor, we'd say, so to speak. And so it said The Spirit said to him. There in the 10th chapter, I said, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost said to him. There are three men seeking you. Go with them, doubting nothing. So he just followed the Spirit, you see, and went with them. But you see, I'm sure, these three fellows told him, you know, now Cornelius has sent us. And there was an angel appeared to him and told him to send here. And I imagine that Peter began to get his eyes open. He said, uh-oh, boy, I'm going to get in trouble with these Jews. Of course, he's one of them, he ought to know. I go down there and preach to the Gentiles, I'm going to get in trouble. They'll call me on the carpet just as sure as the world won't take my papers away from me for preaching to the Gentiles. And they did, sure enough. I mean, they did. They caught him on the carpet. So he took some six brethren of the circumcision. That is, see, these were Jews. They'd been circumcised, but now then they were believers, you see, and been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Took him with him, you see, as witnesses. And so when they got down there at Cornelius' household, you know the story, that Cornelius told him how that he had seen this angel in his house and had told him, you know, to send there for... And the 14th verse of the 11th chapter of Acts said that this angel told him, send, you know, to Joppa and inquire in the house of Simon the Tanner for one Simon Peter, who when he is come, when Peter's come, he'll tell thee words whereby thy house shall be saved. And in rehearsing that matter before the brethren up at Jerusalem, well, he said, while I yet spake unto them, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us in the beginning. And he had those brethren as witnesses, for we heard them. We heard them. We heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Well, now the point I wanted to make was, you see, it took this supernatural experience to change Peter's thinking. We've got the Bible to help us change our thinking. And we should think in line with God's word. Are you listening to me? So now just because you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, or even in the ministry, or just because miracles happen, because didn't miracles happen under Peter's ministry? I mean, didn't as many as his shadow fall upon there at Jerusalem? Folks were healed. They just brought him out and laid him out on the street, didn't they? You see, just because miracles are happening, people getting healed, don't mean your thinking's right on everything. Does it? You see, if God had to wait till we all got perfect in our thinking and every part of our being before he could use us, he wouldn't be able to use anybody but me. Because I'm the only perfect one I know of. You know I'm just joking, don't you? You see what I mean? You got the point, though, didn't you? You see? Well, no, he'll go ahead and use people. Praise God at the level where they are. But you see, we need to change our thinking. And that's true over here in this area of healing. The Word of God will help us to change our thinking.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled, Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.